Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, November 16, 2011. In the news today, the six Palestinian freedom riders have been released from Israeli custody, and Salam Fayed is still Mahmoud Abbas's choice to lead the interim government. These stories and more are coming up, so stay tuned. Following their arrest yesterday after trying to ride a settler-only bus to Jerusalem, the freedom riders have been released by Israeli authorities. Hueda Araf, one of the activists involved, told the Maan news agency, quote, "We expect this to be the first of many waves. We have many more people who want to ride," end quote. Also in Jerusalem, the Israeli authorities stripped the residency rights of Amar Badria and his family after it was deemed his house did not fall within the boundaries of the city. This was despite having shown authorities official maps of Jerusalem, which had been drawn up by Israel after it occupied the eastern part of the city in 1967. The Social Security Services have subsequently blocked all services to Badria and his family and ordered that they pay back 1 million Israeli shekels for all the payments and services they had access for the past decade. Israeli Housing Minister Ariel Atias will begin entertaining bids for construction of thousands of new Jewish settlement units in the West Bank. Permits have been issued for 1,953 new units, and once the bids are finalised, construction will begin. Earlier this month, Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu issued instructions to speed up settlement projects in the West Bank that would remain in Israeli control following any future peace deals. Over in the Gaza Strip, Israeli aircraft carried out more airstrikes, targeting various regions along the coast. Medical sources confirmed that three people were injured in the attacks that occurred at dawn. Eyewitnesses reported that Israeli helicopters fired flares along the coast, frightening residents into thinking that further attacks were imminent. Still in Gaza, the Maan news agency has reported that Salam Fayed is still President Abbas's choice to lead a caretaker government. The final decision will take place later this month when Abbas meets his Hamas counterpart Khalid Mashal in Cairo. The meeting will also be used to discuss the unity deal, as well as the new government and the upcoming elections. The Palestinian Liberation Organization will also be on the agenda. That's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, November 16th daily roundup of the news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope you'll join us again tomorrow. This was brought to you by Hassam Kassis and myself, Adam Carey.